Okay, so I repeat for the recording purpose. So this part is what you need to do. Closing the mind and advise my variety on how to continue the cultivation when returning to normal daily life. So as you return to normal daily life, then, like I said, for Bijin, return to the corporate world, you need to understand how can you continue this practice and routine. The first thing you must do is you must have this understanding that this is what you want, understand not? Then serious about it. Otherwise, like the Malay proverb, hangat-hangat, tai ayam. Retreat, motivated, very good. After that, go back, don't have time, all those things. Then the thought will play trick, give you reason. I already told you, meditation can be done anywhere, anytime, any place, any posture. While working, also can meditate. You only need to develop stability of mindfulness and heedfulness. The moment you are more mindful and more heedful, then you look at things differently. You work also more efficient, I tell you. Because I was working before, when I was cultivating. I have a family, I have children, and I'm working. And yet, within that working period, I cultivate every moment, every instant. How do I do it? Because of my mindfulness and my understanding, I was so efficient with my work. Actually, I was sent to a career place where the boss told me, this is a madhouse deal, be prepared for it. The first thing he tell me, do you know what you are going into or not? I say, I don't know. He said, this is a madhouse. I look at him, I say, why madhouse you hire engineer? Madhouse don't hire engineer. Madhouse hire the other type. He said, because there is so much problem in your section there, is it? The estate and property division, is it? 10 engineers also not enough, is it? Now you are the only one there. Is it? Well, everyone come, cannot last one. They got this record now. Maximum 6 months now. So when I report for work, I didn't know. My staff all behind were betting. Ini cuti 3 bulan atau 6 bulan. And the beauty was, because there was really, really a lot of work. A lot of work. Because it's too big a department and cannot be run by one person. But because of my understanding, because of my clarity, within 1 month, I understood what the university is like, what they do, and all the whole, even that organization chart, that department don't know where they fit in or no. Then they don't have as-built drawing, nothing or no. How to run the university, how to do maintenance, how to take over new project development. Then I'm in charge of all the university staff quarters, all the professor, associate professor, lecturer, and those whatever that stay in the university. And you know, all these people are so much more senior than you or status-wise above you. So my TA come in and tell me first thing, Cik Teo sini susah lo. I say, why? He said, kita ada satu vice-chancellor. He's like agong. He said, below the agong, got 3 vice-chancellor. Ini super sultan. Then below the vice-chancellor, academic. You know academic, how many faculty or not? You got the dekan there, the dean. Understand or not? The dean is already 2 hands also cannot count. Then you got deputy dean. Then you got professor, associate professor, by the hundreds one. Everyone is big name or not, PhD, master and all those things. I only BE. Bachelor, not married. Bachelor of engineering. So, according to them, all those people, they just complain direct to the vice-chancellor or deputy vice-chancellor. They got no time for your answer and reason. So, when I went in, I say, macam ni kah? I say, okay, pass the file to me. File also tarak. Had to go to the library and check and look for all those things. Then luckily, I got one TA who is very, very good. I say, how can I know what your duties are and how many all those, what they call, TA, and how, what are the people under me also, they don't have a chart on. Well, for so long, nobody there to run, neglected. Then everyone coming. Then luckily this TA said, last time, the resident engineer, many years ago, he got one chart one, he said, he himself draw one, he said, oh, luckily he passed that to me. Then I managed to use that to actually create the real chart. Then I wrote down to my engineer, my TA, no engineer, TA, then junior technician, I said, write me your duty. I don't know what you do. No. There is no duty list, nothing. No. So I have to start all over again. Then I have to map out the, what they call, master plan, no, for the university. Then all the old drawing, got to go into the, what they say, store, to look for the drawing. But because I have this understanding experience, I know what to do. Then I was able to simplify and actually convert a lot of these things into what they call annual contract and what they call, means you fix the rate, then efficient contractor will do. So because of that, all the requests and complaints every day go by hundreds or no come in. Even core tenders or sebut harga, 1 year can be 10,000 sebut harga or no. You crazy. Work until you say, you are like a signing machine. You know, I got 600 over staff under me. You know. Then I have to take charge of all the building, all the property, sports complex, all the water supply, all the infrastructure, sewerage, even cash, rat, and snake also involved. Pest control. That's why it's a madhouse. But within 1 month, I clear all the backlog. And the vice chancellor called me. What, Tio, what you do? He said, now everybody very happy. I said, I didn't do anything. I just go and check and solve one by one. Then after that, I said, no need to call tender. No need to call sebut harga. All this, we got reliable contractor. Below certain amount, I sign, approve, they will do. Wow, then all clear. Last time the technician very scared of the TA because they themselves don't know how to clear. Then they foul. You know, foul, no action. Like MIA, missing action. So all the complaint non-stop. So because I did that, then I call annual contract. Annual contract means like grass cutting, pest control. One contractor, 1 year. If you are good, we renew. No good, change. Understand? Then all the other things that we can, like, standardize, we standardize. Or then after that, I dedicate the signature down to my, the most senior TA. I say, anything below technician, leave form, don't come to me. Even whatever recommendation, also don't come to me. Otherwise, I'm a signing machine. Every sebut harga they call, they have to six to eight signature before payment can be done. See, award letter, then PO, then after that, the contractor's bill, then send over there, then they prepare the don't know what, you some more sign that, send over there, only payment. No. 10,000, no. Everyone got six signatures. No. How many signatures you sign? Then all my staff, 600 over. No. Take leave, lah, apply for this, apply for that. All need to sign. No. That's why I say, I'm not going to be a signing machine. And I change my signature to something very simple. No? One tick on it, finish it. Then, but they're really very good. They give me two secretaries. One secretary, two steno. Oh, then I got a lot of clerk. And because of that, I trained my secretary to help me reply. No? Standard one, same problem one. I say, I put UT, untuk tindahan. Then the secretary will know what to do. Because same type of problem, same type of issue. So all the letter they type. And last time, no computer or no. All typewriter or no. Come in, mistake, send back. They're all carbon or no. So that time was very slow. But whatever it is, you can do your work. Because I meditate when I'm in the office. That's why you go there, you must discipline yourself. Early morning, my office start at 8:30. 7:30, I already there. Then I said, then exactly 8:30, all my technician all come in. I clear all the file. Yeah. Then within half an hour, I dedicate and send them all. Any problem, sort out within that half an hour. Or then my time free. Then I go to attend a lot of meetings, or development meeting. Yeah. Then sometimes all these meetings by the colleges and all things. So actually, there is no timer. Yeah. So because I know how to standardize a lot of things and cut short all this red tape, I went up and see the management. I said, Ladette, 10 engineers also cannot. I want you to change a lot of things. So I fight for my staff, then I do a lot of changes. Then I say, the staff strength which I have, the technical people, they are in the 60s though. Never increase anyone. No. Now it's that time 1990 or 89, 90. Oh no, 82 to 89, sorry. So 24 years ago, no staff strength. So I fought for it, then we got it. Then the allocation of budget, I was saying, no money, how to do things. So luckily, all this were approved. I said, you want to resolve this? You do what according to what I asked. So I got it clear. So because of that, after that, I got a lot of time. Then lunchtime, I meditate. Then after office also, I meditate. Oh. Then the whole university was so beautiful an environment because I as an engineer, I had to go around one another. So I have my leisure going around one another. I know meeting, I'm very free. Then everything like become very easy. Then the daily mindfulness start like that. I had to teach you this one. You must have a religious routine. Last night, every time I go into my house, I pay respect Buddha first. Then after that, I take my bath or whatever, after the office. Then before I sleep, I pay respect, I meditate. Then after that, early morning, I wake up, I meditate. I pay respect, I meditate, I have my routine. Then in between, I develop daily mindfulness. The daily mindfulness start from your house. Don't try to be a hero by starting in the office or in the car while driving. Start from the house means you develop awareness when you move around your house. Around your house, nobody disturb you. You're not like driving car. You got to look out for traffic. Your senses are all active. That one, if your mindfulness is not developed, not stable, you cannot manage. You sure accident one. Because when you try to be aware, you keep your awareness inside, but your senses cannot operate, because you are not stable. But when you're stable, awareness inside, from inside, you can be aware of everything outside. And like normal, because there is no thought. So when at home, before I sleep, I'm very mindful. All my action, all my movement is all there. That's why when I went out the bed, how I go out also I know, how I lie down also I know, and how I sleep and how I wake up also I know. Then upon waking up, what conditioned me to go to the toilet also I know. First thing I aware is the body. How to be aware? Not to go, no. I just aware, like attention, mind on the body. Then you come out. How you come out, you must have the awareness of all the movement. Sometimes you turn and come out. Sometimes you just come out, the hand, right? Then how you come down from the bed, then how you walk to the toilet, washroom, then how your hand open the door, push, how you answer nature's call, and all this, you will start to develop mindfulness. Then you will know what is the reality. So I realize the reality is, I got no intention to wake up. I wake up because the bladder was calling. Need to go to washroom. Then when I wake up and aware, I aware of body, like the Buddha say, four posture. Then I aware of how I move and become in the sitting posture. Then how I stand, how I walk. Body and mind as one. Initially it was very difficult because the thought run ahead. You're never in the moment. But as you cultivate, as you train, it can be done. Then after that, I realized, when my body and mind is one, I don't really think. No. Understand? No? Because when I'm aware, I cannot think. No? Like I told you, if your mind is on your bodily activity, it's not on the forehead, is it? Correct? No? If it's not on your forehead, means what? You don't think. Understand? No? Your forehead is respond to memory, the thought come out. No? But your problem is, your consciousness is always in your forehead. Understand? No? Your mind is most of the time in your forehead. That's why here, a lot of thinking. You're too busy thinking, planning, worrying about life. And that's why not. So much so, you never aware means you never live life. To be aware means what? Silent and aware inside, anchor it to your heart. Your heart is far away from your brain. That's why it doesn't really think. To think, this mind must run up. Consciousness must be there for it to trigger off thought. Oh, then I realize, hey, this kaya upasana is why the Buddha anchor our mind to the form. The form is always in the moment. When I do that, I'm always in the moment. This is how I start. Then as I was able to do that, then I realized, hey, now I can try. Go into the car. Go office. Oh, then everything I do, mindful. Then how my hand take my car key, how I take the house key, how I open the lock, all fully aware. Then I realized, hey, very interesting. No thought. Then I locked the gate. I brought along my whatever bag. Then how I open the car door, press the alarm, then open. Then how I move, how I set, how my leg and hand went into the steering, how the leg onto the clutch and the brake. Everything was done with mindfulness. Then I tell myself, hey, now I can drive because I have mindfulness. Or then as I go out, my awareness was very good. The car, like follow me or the movement. Then whatever wrong with the car, I can feel it on because of that mindfulness and awareness. Then as I drive, first time I go out, I realize, hey, how come now different really? I can be aware, yet I can drive. Then I can attend to traffic, everything. Then when I came to the office, I also do the same. How I walk up the staircase, how I go into my office, how my door open, the head, I fully aware. Then how I sit, how I relax, then how I answer phone call when the phone call ring. I have a choice now. Last time, ring. How your hand goes, also you don't know. Then how you answer, also you don't know. You hear the voice only, you get angry. Or you hear the voice only, you think it's that person. Then after you say, not that person. So all these heedless people will do. But when I have mindfulness, it was so different. The way I sit, I'm fully aware. Then when the phone ring, the consciousness here in the ear was heard from the heart. Ring, ring, ring. Then I decide whether I want to take or I don't want to take. Then if I want to take my hand, I aware. Then how I hold the thing and how I take it out. Then full awareness to listen to the consciousness that comes in. Then you don't kanchong and panic. Then you know how to answer. Then you answer with right speech. Or right communication. Then finish, you put it back. You put it back, your hand, your mind, aware. Most of you all look at the table, file, thing or other thing, then the hand like that. You do like that, you sure don't know how the hand, the phone go down. Also. Sometimes not in the contact also, you don't know. That's all. Then how come whole day phone no ring one? Don't ring one. Because you didn't put properly. Then how you move from your seat to the washroom. Yeah, you have to go to the washroom quite often. Then how you hold meeting. How you develop awareness. Later on, I can even in the meeting, I just sat there in a meditative posture. The chair is very small, but my leg can come out and I can sit just there. Then I close my eyes. So one of the high management meeting, they thought I sleep. So it was a very big project, Hotel Istana, the 5-star hotel. The architect was conducting meeting. This architect very fierce. Then all the consultants were there. So I represent CNS, the mechanical engineer, the QL, and the client. Then contractor. Then all the agenda move, then near mine already. Then the mechanical engineer consultant at the side, he tell the QS, do you want to kena really? His agenda coming. He's almost sleeping. Then when the architect asked about my agenda, they wanted to laugh already. I opened my eye and answer him straight away. Well, he doesn't know when I meditate, everything that go on, I aware of. Then he look at me. You're not sleeping, are you? Did I appear sleeping? I say, I'm resting. That's why it can be done. Understand? You can rest and yet aware. When you sleep, you can rest the body and you are aware. And it can be done. You only need to have faith. Understand? Okay? So that one, finish. So daily mindfulness, know how to do already. Okay? Then after that, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So after that, you determine with that stable mindfulness, train your noble eightfold path. That's why I reflect, I contemplate on right view. What is right view? Then how right view bring about? All the teaching I teach you on is from my reflection, contemplation, I tell you. The book never write on the three turning. So, because I have been doing the contemplation, I didn't even know it was the second turning that time until I start to come out and share when Yun Chan passed me that Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. So all this, you will develop through your own contemplative wisdom. Means second turning of the Four Noble Truth. The first turning, second turning, very important to prepare the base for you to receive truth. Then the third turning, you do very fast, you awaken. So this is the process. Train your mind to have stable mindfulness, then use it to meditate, cultivate noble eightfold path. And that was what I did. That's why I know what heedfulness is. Understand that? Okay, with that we conclude. Then you all want to ask for forgiveness. So you have asked for forgiveness from the triple gem already. Every day you chant it. So now you want to ask for forgiveness from everybody. So you can use the same, what they call evening chanting. They ask for forgiveness. Oh no, morning chanting. I think it's morning chanting in there. Page 18. Oh no, page 18 don't have. Oh no, it's morning chanting, sorry. Don't have. No, you bow down and say through action, speech or thought. Page 11. Yeah. Ah, yes. Page 11. Ah, yes, page 11. Ah, yeah, morning puja, correct. Okay, we follow this one. We have to modify a bit. You all stand, kneel down in your, what they call, five-point prostration. No need to bow down, otherwise you cannot read. You just get into position. Then you determine to ask for forgiveness. Then we recite together. I will read to you first. What are the things to change? By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action that we have committed, we chant together later on, towards, we change to the triple gem and all beings. May my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the triple gem and all beings that I have, whether knowingly or unknowingly, caused any karmic negativity or suffering. Okay? We recite together. Okay. We chant Namo Tassa first. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Okay, now we will ask for forgiveness. We recite together. By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action that we have committed towards the triple gem and all beings, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the triple gem and all beings that I had, whether knowingly or unknowingly, caused any karmic negativity or suffering or misery. I sincerely ask for forgiveness. May this nature of mine be forgiven. Then you can add in. May all these beings that are still taking rebirth, may they be well and happy in whatever realm or existence they may be in. Then may the blessing of the Triple Gem or whatever belief system that can bring about understanding so that they can forgive and become better living beings. You wish them all possibility and well-being. Okay? So we continue with that part. So, okay, we finish the forgiveness. Because the second part is to wish these beings well and happy and have the condition to understand the truth so that they can develop the ability to forgive you. So no need to repeat. So now we go for transfer of merit, sharing of merits. Then you make your aspiration. Then we end. Okay, we'll do the Theravada tradition so that we have half an hour for your photo. Then you can go back and maybe get ready your packing and all those things. Then we got another hour to see you off, 3 to 4. I was told the bus come at 3 o'clock, according to Suyan. So we have time. So now we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Then you make your expression. We do it the traditional Pali version. Sharing of merit to the Deva. Akka satta ca bumata deva naga mahindika bunyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana ita wata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya Idang me nyatidang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Idang me nyatidang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Idang me nyatidang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Ibmina punyang kamina Mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully. Sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Triple Gem. Group photo. We take one here first, then later on we go down. Sadhu, sadhu. Isai, isai. Take care. Okay. Isai.